Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This program contains dramatizations of real events. Some names and timelines have been changed. Listener discretion is advised.
The whole town was in shock after what happened.
The chances of someone driving by are next to none.
Get out of the car.
There wasn't anybody around.
I don't know how it gets any more traumatic than what happened to her.
Who would be capable of doing something like this?
The possibility of trying to escape is limited.
It probably wouldn't have took much for him to kill one of them.
Lee County, it's all farming country. It's a very rural area and not real thickly populated. For the most part, probably folks didn't even lock their doors. A young lady named Judy had been with her friends, and she was on the way home. And as she got further out of town and started turning on the side roads going to her house, she noticed a car following her.
Blue light came up behind her, flashing. She thought that she had done something wrong or was, you know, speeding and was being pulled over by a police officer.
Get out of the car.
Okay.
He puts something over her head and takes her back to his car.
No, wait, no!
Most of all that land was farming land, and you're over in that area at night, it wouldn't have done any good to do any yelling or screaming because nobody would have heard them.
And then he drove out to a field where he proceeded to rape her. And after that, he had her lay down, face down on the ground, and told her,
"Don't you look, girl.
Okay.
I'll kill you if I see your eyes.
Okay, okay. Please just don't kill me. Please.
He drives away. Then she gets up and goes for help. This guy's got on a mask. She wasn't able to see much. So she was not able to give a lot of information other than the suspect had kind of a deep, husky voice and was sort of medium build and medium height. That was the first one that we know of. And sure, it made the news. But then it really started getting the publicity when he did the same thing again.
Cabot's just a small town in central Arkansas, just north of Little Rock. Not a whole lot to do in Cabot. Back then, the only restaurants were the Tasty Freeze and Pizza Hut. I grew up in Cabot, just right down the road from Shannon. Shannon and I were very close. She was just a beautiful soul inside and out. She was a very smart girl. We had so much fun together, hanging out. Cabot didn't have any kind of movie theater or shopping centers, so each other's houses were the only places that we had to go.
Residents are pleased with the large number of officers.
Okay, solve the following rational inequality. X minus 2 over X plus 1 is greater than or equal to 0. Okay, so I know that we start by rearranging the zeros from the numerator and the denominator to the left of the inequality symbol, but then what? Samantha? Sam, remember me?
Yeah, sorry. What are we doing again?
Rational inequalities.
Your rational inequality.
Come on, we need to get this done before dinner.
On your mark, get set, go. Not this time. Nope, I got you. Woohoo! Yeah!
Who was that?
Sean, probably.
What are they doing out there, wrestling?
Most likely.
Got you.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Boys, take it outside.
Oh, hey, Shannon.
Hey, Jake.
Bye, Shannon.
Who was that?
One of Sean's weird friends. They all turned creepy out of nowhere. Come on, help me solve this.
She had an older brother. He would always leave whenever we were around hanging out. I'm sure we got on his nerves. Okay, so nothing happened in Cabot that was significant. Everybody knew each other. It seemed safe. But after what happened with Shannon, it can happen to any of us.
After the first young lady was raped, a cheerleader named Lisa was driving home from a basketball game. She got about 4 miles out, and the vehicle with the rotating blue light stopped her.
Get out of the car. Come on. Open the door. Let's go.
And it was the same scenario. He's got a gun, he's got gloves, he's got a mask. Gets her out of the car, claims he's not going to hurt her.
Get right there. Get right there.
No.
Get in the car.
Puts a hood type thing over her head so she's unable to see. She was driven out to a remote area in fields, and the rape occurred. So now you've got two blue light stops, so to speak. And if you look at a map, it's they're very close together. When it started comparing the stories, it was obvious that it was the same person. And now there's probably a serial rapist out there. And there was no way to predict when or where he was going to hit again.
The latest attack happened in this county when a rapist turned on the blue light, stopped a teenager, and attacked.
His MO and the level of violence was pretty consistent on the first two. But on the third one, he actually played Russian roulette with her. Not only were we certain he was going to hit again, but we were afraid that violence was going to escalate and he'd wind up killing somebody. And it added to our anxiety that, hey, we've got to get this guy. The state police released a lot of information to the general public about what we were looking for. And it generated interest in the public. And some of it was out of fear.
Scared me to death.
Now, what would you do? What kind of precautions would you take if somebody came up behind you?
I wouldn't stop.
In Cabot, all of us were aware of the blue light rapist, but he wasn't a major concern because he wasn't in the central Arkansas area. It didn't seem like somebody would come in from the outside, from miles away, to abduct high school girls.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
She's nice. I like
our senior year, Shannon worked at a local bank where my cousin was actually the manager. And Shannon had a boyfriend. His name was Jeremy.
Oh, and Jeremy came in. And he pretended not to know me, and I pretended not to know him. And he was trying so hard to make me laugh, and I was trying so hard not to. And then he slid me a note that said, "Give me all of your money or else."
Shannon, you could have gotten a lot of trouble for that.
I know. I just crumpled it up. Nobody saw.
You are so bad now. So when do I get to meet him?
Who, Jeremy?
Yeah, Jeremy. I mean, you guys have been dating for, what, like 3 months now? You're practically married.
Yeah. He's not from Cabot, so he doesn't come here because he doesn't know anyone.
Not even to meet your friends?
He lives in Lone Oak. Every time that Shannon and Jeremy did spend time together, she would go to his house in Lone Oak instead of him coming to Cabot to see her. I didn't have the feeling that Jeremy wanted to be really involved with Shannon's friends.
At first, everything was happening over in eastern Arkansas.
Then all of a sudden he pops up in Central Arkansas. You always wonder, well, is there a copycat involved in it?
You said it was a white vehicle.
But we thought, there's too many similarities between these cases for a copycat, because there's some things a copycat wouldn't know about.
No, I am not getting anywhere with him right now.
We were pretty well convinced that one guy was doing it. And it was a concern to us that he's widening his area of coverage.
You said it was a single blue flashing light? Yes, ma'am, that's right. I'm glad you didn't pull over either. You were smart.
During this time, there were several incidents of girls who had been driving in a remote area at night, and a blue light would come on behind them. But the suspect was not successful in getting the individual to stop. I'm going to say there's probably a dozen or more close calls. And, you know, that is real spooky.
Well, he hadn't been caught. There was no reason for him to stop. I mean, we had no idea if he was going to stop.
We're chasing a ghost, because we're chasing a guy wearing a mask, wearing gloves. Nobody's seen him. We've got sort of a physical description of him, but that's it. He's a ghost.
Truth is, we're not sure what we're looking for. Male, smoker, wears a ski mask, so no description. Girls are blindfolded, so they can't see. Only spotted a white Oldsmobile, blue flashing lights. Everyone in the department drives a white Oldsmobile. Half of them smoke.
You saying it's a cop?
No. I'm not saying it isn't.
It was a concern to all law enforcement, because it cast a shadow on the legitimate law enforcement. So here you've got somebody that might be a rogue cop, or it might be a wannabe or an imposter.
Shannon picked me up and we went to watch my boyfriend perform in his fans.
Ben is getting good. Like, really good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he practices a lot. So are you going to a vet camp this summer?
I mean, I guess. Supposedly helps with scholarships, but not really sure I want to go to state anymore. Jeremy thinks I should take the year off and work at his dad's farm.
Really?
Look, Sam, Jeremy's my boyfriend. I know you don't like him, but...
Look, it's not that I don't like him. I don't even know him. I've never met the guy. He never comes to Cabot, and he's always hiding up in the woods somewhere.
Well, whatever. I'm not going to have this argument with you about Jeremy again. I have to get going.
Going? Where are you going?
Lenoke. To see Jeremy. Do you need a ride?
I can bring you on the way back.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Ben will take me back. You sure? It's on the way. It's really not a big deal.
No, I'm sure, Shannon. It's okay. You want to see Jeremy, so go see Jeremy.
Okay, I will.
And that it would be nice to meet him one day.
I'll tell him again. Bye.
So she left me there with my boyfriend so he could drive me home, and she left to go to Lone Up to see Jeremy. And then everything went wrong.
Hello?
Sam, hey, it's Joanna. Shannon never came into work this morning. Have you seen her?
I saw her last night. She went to go see Jeremy and wherever he lives. I'm sorry, what do you mean she never came in?
I mean, she just didn't show up or call or anything. Isn't that strange? That doesn't sound like Shannon at all.
No, not at all. Let me call her. I'll call you back.
Okay.
That Saturday morning, that's how I woke up, was the news that Shannon never made it home, that Shannon never made it into work. I tried calling her house. I didn't get any answer. I was scared to death. I was confused.
what happened? Was she in an accident? It was just a lot of thoughts going through your head at that moment.
How old are you?
14.
17. 17 ain't 14. You confused or are you just lying? Just as well. Either way, you're gonna regret it.
In 24 hours, Shannon's life got completely turned upside down. She went from being a carefree high school senior to somebody who had been abducted in the middle of nowhere. I can't imagine the terror that came over her at that time.
It felt like an eternity being in the vehicle with him. He had a gun. I just knew without a doubt that he was going to shoot me in my head. But I did have a brief thought that if I did live through this and make it out okay, that I would remember everything possible so that we could catch him. I mentally took notes, so to speak. The interior was vinyl. The car reeked of cigarette smoke. And his voice was deep and kind of gruff. Just listening to leaves rustle and crickets chirping, I got the feeling that we were in a wooded area. I didn't know if it was his house or if it was an apartment, but I paid close attention. He cracked open a can, and I knew what the smell was, and I hate the smell of beer to this day, actually.
Close. Close your eyes tight. Keep them closed, girl. Now take your clothes off. I said take your clothes off.
He was very forceful at that point and threatened to blow my effing head off quite a few times. And then he proceeded to rape me quite a few times. I mean, I told him to just kill me at that point. To just kill me and get it over with. I was still blindfolded. But one thing that I noticed was his back was hairy. It was so gross.
I'm done with you, girl. You can get dressed. Or am I done with you? Yeah, I'm done with you.
Once he led me back to his car, I had the brief thought of trying to run to get away from him, but I had no idea where we were at. I kind of figured that he was at this point going to take me somewhere and kill me and dispose of the body. He would cross over what felt like railroad tracks and turn and then cross back over railroad tracks. And that went on for what felt like an eternity.
Count to 100.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Even after hearing the car drive away, it still didn't register that, you know, I was actually going to live through this ordeal. And it was pitch black. I mean, no lights whatsoever. So I start walking in the same direction that he had brought me down into the field. And eventually I was back on the road. I walked approximately a mile, and finally I saw lights in the window of this house. I had the fear that this was the house that I just left, but I weighed my options and I had no idea where I was. So I made the decision to walk up and knock on the door.
Hello? Is anyone home, please? Please help me, please. I need help.
And it was in the middle of the night. I had no idea where I was at. And I was shaking uncontrollably. But I finally got the courage to walk up and knock on the door. To my surprise, somebody answered. And I told them through the screen door, I said, "You don't have to let me in your house, but call the police." And they did.
Is there anything you can tell us that you think may help us catch this guy?
Shannon was making a conscious effort to remember every single detail that she could. She was able to provide a little bit of a description of the car. She described him as being a very hairy fella. And she was able to describe that house in pretty good detail. In earlier cases, the victims were taken to a remote area and the rape occurred in a remote area. This particular case, Shannon was taken to a house, which was a break from the normal MO. He didn't just randomly pick out that house. He had to have access to that house. So that just kind of confirmed even more to us that he was going to be a local person.
By the time I was finished with the interviews and everything, the sunlight was up. State police had told my dad to take me immediately to Children's Hospital for a rape kit. Well, I did not actually get home until Saturday night. I was beyond exhausted, but had trouble sleeping. I called Samantha to let her know what had happened.
I got a ride over to her house, and I just remember Shannon was curled up in a ball. She didn't want to talk much at all. Only thing I could do was give her a hug and tell her I was sorry.
So we had 10 investigators in the task force, and our focus was totally on trying to identify the blue light rapist.
We brought all the victims back in. We were just trying to get any information we could from them.
And you said your attacker was driving a white Oldsmobile? And you saw flickering lights on the odometer.
Is there anything else you remember? Anything at all?
His back. It was hairy. Very hairy. Hairier than normal. And he smoked. You could smell it in his car and you could hear it in his voice.
It was a gravelly voice, like he smoked several packs a day for years. I'm sorry, I don't know if that's helpful or not. But there is one thing. I got a look at his taillights, and I don't think it was an Oldsmobile.
What do you mean?
The other victims had said that he drove an Oldsmobile, and I just don't think it was.
How can you be sure?
Those have pretty specific lights. These were smaller and
had a little emblem in them.
Without exception, the victims described him always as a heavy cigarette odor about him, and they described the fellow as having a lot of hair, like having a hairy back. So everything was stacking up that we've got one guy doing this because we've got different victims saying the same thing. But he was using different vehicles.
Everybody was looking at different things in different counties. You know, me and my partner went to Forest City Police Department and asked him about any attempted rapes or rapes. And that's where Todd Birmingham's name came up.
Hey, bring up the Birmingham home invasion case. It's a home invasion and attempted rape over in Forest City from 1996. Check out what he tried to use on her.
Duct tape. Just like Shannon Woods.
Yeah.
This lady was at home. The next thing she knew, there was a white male standing in her house with a mask on and a gun.
There was an attempted rape. But she said, basically, the only way you're going to rape me be kill me. And the guy just left. And she reported it. And she said, that was Todd Birmingham. She said, I know him. Our families have visited. I know it was Todd. Well, the sheriff's department followed up on that and tried to interview Birmingham, but he got an attorney, and that was the end of that.
And that's when they told us that, well, Todd Birmingham had been arrested for night hunting by the local game warden. That's when we decided to get hold of the local game warden and see if he could give us a description of the vehicle he was arrested in. And we got the license number off the vehicle, which it came back to an Oldsmobile. And that was the same type vehicle that one of our victims had described. And that car at one time belonged to Todd Birmingham and his wife. That's how we started clicking on Todd Birmingham.
Looks like I'm talking to Birmingham.
There were a ton of interviews conducted during this case. Without exception, the victims described the fellow as older, the smoking, and the gruff, gravelly voice. There are just so many of the same characteristics that it's hard to ignore. It's hard to think that we're not talking about the same person. When we focused on Todd Birmingham, we started zeroing in on some of his associates.
Investigator Brenda Hale, she had went to Wynn to interview Todd Birmingham's wife. And she had asked me that morning before she left, she said, well, what if Todd comes in? And I said, well, if Todd comes in, tell him we're looking for somebody that doesn't have any hair on their back.
Good afternoon. I'm Detective Hale with Arkansas State Police. We're investigating a kidnap and a rape in the area.
Well, sure enough, while she was over interviewing the wife, Todd came in on a truck and got to throwing a fit why the state police was harassing his wife.
What's all this?
I'm Detective Hale with the Arkansas State Police. We're investigating a kidnap and a sexual assault in the area. I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions. Okay. You know, we're actually looking for someone that didn't have any hair on their back.
Oh, I got lots of hair on my back.
Yes, you do.
I guess I'm not the guy you're looking for.
Guess you're not. I'll tell you what, though. Let's go ahead and get a DNA sample. Rule you out.
You get a warrant, you get my blood.
We got a court order to get a blood sample. We got the blood from him. And we carried him straight to the crime lab in Little Rock to be analyzed.
So we just continued to work the case. Talked to a fellow that knew Todd. He had rented the house from Todd Birmingham's father. It was the Birmingham property. Todd had access to that house, obviously. So I went hightailing it over there. Sure enough, it fit Shannon's description. And then the DNA section of the crime lab was able to match Birmingham's DNA to the DNA from three of the rape victims. It was very conclusive. Todd Birmingham's man, the blue light rapist.
I am forever grateful for Arkansas State Police. They promised me that he would be caught, that they would catch him, and they did.
There was just tremendous relief and excitement. The biggest relief was, we're going to get him before he kills somebody.
For several years after my attack, I didn't even want to talk about it, didn't want to hear anything about it. And then kind of that moment of when I decided to stand up is when I got notified that he applied for clemency.
She was not going to be a victim. She wanted to be an advocate. She wasn't going to let this happen to anybody else. Shannon worked closely with lawmakers to form what is called Shannon's Law.
It makes it a felony for any citizen who is not law enforcement to purchase, own, possess blue lights or any type of law enforcement gear.
I just admire her more than my limited vocabulary will let me express. She's a hero in my book.
My life is never dull. I'm a single mom. I'm a case manager for behavioral health. I'm currently working on writing a book about my attack and my story. And I hope and pray that my story will help others and help those who unfortunately have been victims of any type of violent offense, so they can see a traumatic event like that is not the end of their story, and you can take something horrific and turn it around.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.